Welcome to Harmony and Improvisation with Dub Pierce, a podcast dedicated to helping musicians of all levels to play better music. Join us in these upcoming episodes as we explore the ins and outs of major diatonic harmony. Visit us at harmonyimprov.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe on YouTube and your favorite podcast platform. Partner with us at patreon.com/harmonyimprov. Welcome once again to Harmony and Improvisation. Thanks for joining us.
This is sort of a continuation of the last major and minor triads. I want to kind of drill a little bit on this with the inversions of each one. I hope you'll bear with me. I'm going to go through it pretty quickly. This is going to challenge your ability to see these note sets because it'll probably challenge my ability to see them. there's a couple of ways you can think of them. One is you can see the note set word and see the 1-3-5 and then take the 1-3-5 and flat the 3 for the minor. That's one way of doing it. You can just rote memorize these if you want to. I tend to always see things that connect. So, as I see C major triad, C, E, G turning into a C minor triad, C, E flat, G turning into a C diminished triad, C, E flat, G flat, taking a C major triad and turning it into a C augmented triad, C, E, G sharp. That's just the way that I think about it. And I find it to be very helpful in terms of just memorizing. I would never want to have to go through that thinking process while I was playing. But again, the more you do this, the more natural it's going to feel to you. So let's just go through these. This episode strictly about just kind of drilling root position, first inversion, and second inversion, major and minor triads. So let's look at it. C, root position. C, E, G. C, first inversion. E, G, C. C, second inversion. G, C, E. Let's go to F. F, root position. F, A, C. F, first inversion. A, C, F. And I think on my graphic it says A, C, E. That's wrong. That would be E. A, C, F. Second inversion. C, F, A. I'm hoping that you're thinking about these before I say them, because that's the idea. Kind of drill yourself a little bit. B flat. B flat, D, F, root position. B flat, first inversion. D, F, B flat. First inversion. F, B flat, D. F, B flat, D. That's B flat major, second inversion. Let's go to E flat. E flat, G, B flat, root position. G, B flat, E flat, first inversion. B flat, E flat, G, second inversion. A flat. A flat, C, E flat, root position. Second inversion, first inversion. C, E flat, A flat. Second inversion. E flat, A flat, C. D flat. Root position. flat, F, A flat. First inversion, F, A flat, D flat. Second inversion, A flat, D flat, F, G flat, G flat, B flat, D flat. First inversion, B flat, D flat, G flat. Second inversion, D flat, G flat, B flat. G. Root position, G, B, D. First inversion, B, D, G. Second inversion, D, G, B. D. Root position, D, F sharp, A. First inversion, F sharp, A, D. Second inversion, A, D, F sharp. Let's go to A. Root position, A, C sharp, E. First inversion, C sharp, E, A. Second, did I say first inversion? First inversion, second inversion, E, A, C sharp. E. Root position, E, G sharp, B. First inversion, G sharp, B, E. Second inversion, B, E, G sharp. B. Root, B, B, D sharp, F sharp. First inversion, D sharp, F sharp, B. Second inversion, F sharp, B, D sharp. Last one, F sharp. Root position, F sharp, A sharp, C sharp. First inversion, A sharp, C sharp, F sharp. Second inversion, C sharp, F sharp, A sharp. And those are all major triads in all three inversions. The next thing that we're going to do is minor, and then we'll be done with this lesson. We'll go through the same thing. C minor. Root position. C, E flat, G. First inversion. E flat, G, C. Second inversion. G, C, E flat. F, root position, F minor. F, A flat, C. First inversion, A flat, C, F. Again, why I have an E there, I have no idea on the graphic. A flat, C, F. Second inversion, C, F, A flat. B flat. Root position. B flat, D flat, F. First inversion. Sorry. No. B flat, first inversion. D flat, F, B flat. Second inversion. F, B flat, D flat. E flat minor, first inversion. E flat, G flat, B flat. First inversion. G flat, B flat, E flat. I should not have said those, should I? G flat, B flat, E flat. Second inversion. B flat, E flat, G flat. A flat. Root position. A flat, C flat, E flat. First inversion. C flat, E flat, A flat. Second inversion. E flat, A flat, C flat. Okay, going to D flat. Root position. D flat, F flat, A flat. First inversion, F-flat, sorry. F-flat, A-flat, D-flat. Second inversion, A-flat, D-flat, F-flat. My graphics are so small I can barely read them myself. G, okay, we're going to G-flat. Okay, so this one's going to throw you for a little loop because we're going to get a double flat in here. And again, the reason why is we always want these note names to be for G, as a for instance, to be G major, GBD, G minor, G B flat D. But in this case, we're G flat major, G flat minor. So the G flat minor is going to be root position. G flat, B double flat, D flat. Now the B double flat, yes, it's the enharmonic note that's called an A. Tone's the same. B, that's an A. but in a G triad, we're going to call it B double, a G minor triad, we're going to call it B double flat. G flat, in a G flat minor triad, we're going to call it G B double flat. Good grief. First inversion, B double flat, sorry. B double flat, D flat, G flat. Second inversion, D flat, G flat, B double flat. G minor, first inversion, G, B flat, D. First inversion, B flat, D, G. Second inversion, D, G, B flat. Just a few more to go here. D minor. first inversion, DFA. First inversion, FAD. Second inversion, ADF. A minor, root position. ACE. First inversion, CEA. Second inversion, EAC. Couple more. E minor, first in root position, EGB. First inversion, GBE. Second inversion, sorry. B, sorry. BEG. B minor. Root position, B, D, F sharp. First inversion, D, F sharp, B. Second inversion, F sharp, B, D. Last one, F sharp. And again, this is the enharmonic spelling of that G flat with, that we did six ago. That was G flat, B double flat, D flat. Well, the enharmonic spelling is F sharp minor, F sharp, A, C sharp. First inversion, A, C sharp, F sharp. Second inversion, C sharp, F sharp, A. All right, that's enough drilling for this. I'm hoping that it's a little frustrating for you, which might drive you back to... again, making sure that your major note sets are together, that you understand the formula for major, whole, whole, half, whole, 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 half, the formula for a major triad, 1-3-5 of a major note set, the formula for a minor triad, 1-flat-3-5 of a major note set. Diminished is a minor triad, 1-flat-3-5, but lower the fifth, 1-flat-3-flat-5. And an augmented triad is 1-3, and you take the major triad, 1-3-5, and raise the fifth, 1-3-sharp-5. Now, we only did major and minor in the workings, but that we did in this podcast, but just remember that it's easy to convert a major to an augmented and a minor to a diminished. Okay, thanks for being with me. Come back again. Hope this didn't drive you away.